Radio. You know, we're also streaming online 24/7 on our website. Visit us online at wjffradio.org. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. We've had a call about a dog that has been found on Church Street in Livingston Manor. This dog that has just been found is looks like a boxer mix. It's a female. It's about 60 pounds, reddish tan with a green collar, no tags. Found on Church Street in Livingston Manor. If this is your dog, you can call Charlie at 845-439-4590. And so, let's get on with our day here. We have a forecast for a few clouds for this evening, with scattered rain showers, a chance of snow flurries, low from 15 to 20 degrees. Chance of precipitation tonight is at 40%. And tomorrow, a partly sunny day with highs in the upper 20s. A few clouds tomorrow night, going down to around 10 degrees tomorrow night. And then a sunny day on Monday, highs around 30 degrees. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, we're going to be listening to the most recent recording from the Scottish singer-songwriter Mark Knopfler.
best brown baggies in their platform soul. They don't give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans play Creole.
Oh yeah, we're the Sultans of Swing. You know that band, that's Dire Straits. And Mark Knopfler is the lead guitarist, the lead singer, and the songwriter for Dire Straits. In fact, he co-founded the band with his brother David in 1977. Mark Knopfler, K-N-O-P-F-L-E-R. There's a lot of consonants in a row there. We're not used to hearing Knopfler. What a beautiful name. He was born in August in 1949 in Glasgow, Scotland. And like so many other musicians, you know, he starts at a very young age. He gets a guitar when he's very young. And he says that when he's growing up, that he's listening to guitarists like Chet Atkins, B.B. King and Django Reinhardt, James Burton. He's listening to singers like Elvis Presley. He appears on TV when he's only 16 years old. But it's very interesting. As a young man, he seems to be a fairly serious young person because when he's 19 years old, he studies journalism for a year at Harlow College. And then he gets hired when he's only 19. He gets hired as a reporter in Leeds for the Yorkshire Evening Post. And he goes on to study English at the University of Leeds. And he graduates with a degree in English from the University of Leeds. So it's, you know, what is he? He's 21 years old when he graduates in 1973. And he moves to London. And during this whole time, he's playing and recording, but it doesn't seem like he believes that he could actually have a career as a musician. It's kind of interesting. He records a demo disc of some original songs in 1970. So in 1973, he graduates from the University of Leeds and he moves to London. But you know what? He's really working. He takes a job as a lecturer at the Loughton College in Essex. And so during those 3 years, he's lecturing and being all serious, but he's continuing to perform in pubs with local bands, a whole bunch of different bands that he starts. But there's this one band called the Cafe Racers. And when Mark Knopfler's brother, David, moves to London, they finally all move in together and they form a band. And before you know it, only 4 years later, Dire Straits is formed. These two brothers, David and Mark Knopfler, John Isley on guitar and Pick Withers on bass. In 1977, they record a demo tape of 5 songs. And we just heard one of those. The Sultans of Swing was one of the very first songs they recorded on their demo tape. And it launched the band Dire Straits into international stardom. You know, as of today, Dire Straits has sold over 120 million albums worldwide. So Dire Straits was very active from 1977 until Mark Knopfler disbanded them in 1995. And so, you know, they did a lot of studio albums, but their biggest successful studio album that Dire Straits did was called Brother in Arms. And it was released in 1985. And that single album sold 30 million copies worldwide. So they're huge. And there's a song. It was a number one hit from the Brothers in Arms album. It's called Money for Nothing. We're about to listen to that song. This song, it was the very first video ever played on MTV in Britain. Also, it was the very first song ever released in the compact disc format, the CD format. It was the first one released to sell 1 million copies. And so it kind of launched the CD format as the mainstay of the music business. So from 1985, Dire Straits, a song written by Mark Knopfler with him on lead guitar and lead vocals. This is Money for Nothing, Dire Straits.
Delivery. We got mama, she got it sticking in the cameraman. Oh, we could have some. And he's up there. What's that? Hawaiian noises. He's banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got to install a microwave oven. Custom kitchen delivery. Working, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. So yeah, an incredibly successful band. When they broke up, Mark Knopfler really launched into a solo career, and apparently he's never really looked back. You know, that is such a mainstream rock and roll sound, so popular, the hooks, the electric guitars and everything. There was a lot of speculation since they broke up in the 90s that they might have some kind of a reunion. In fact, In October of 2008, the bass player John Isley, you know, said, you know, we should reform, we should start playing. But it's really up to Mark Knopfler. He writes the songs, he plays the lead, he sings the lead vocals. And when he was asked about reforming at that time, he said, quote, "Oh, I don't know whether to start getting all that stuff back together again. Dire Straits just got too big." That's interesting. So his solo career begins in 1996, and we're about to hear some selections from an album that he's just released 6 days ago, his ninth solo album, Mark Knopfler. It's called Tracker, and it's on Mercury Records. It was released on March 16th, 2015. And you know, it's interesting because when you hear his solo music, it's the same voice, it's the same guitar style, but it has a lot less of a rock and roll sound and much more of a folk type of sound. And it's really interesting because you could kind of see it coming before Dire Straits completely disbanded. Mark Knopfler starts a kind of a country band while Dire Straits is still playing. So in 1988, he forms a band called the Notting Hillbillies. So you know Notting Hill. Well, the Notting Hillbillies. They did one studio album. It's called Missing, Presumed Having a Good Time. And it's interesting because you can really hear the other direction that Knopfler wants to go musically. It's going to sound very country after what you've heard with Dire Straits. So he does a lot in these different styles. He's very firmly planted. One of his childhood idols was Chet Atkins, and he actually collaborates on an album with Chet Atkins in 1990, Neck and Neck. So let's hear that a song from his Notting Hill Billies. It's called Your Own Sweet Way, and this is from 1988, Mark Knopfler.
There's nothing I can do, nothing I can say. You do what you want to, go your own sweet way. You'll go your own sweet way. Your own to you, see it. I can talk to you at night. When it comes to love, you won't take good advice. You'll go your own sweet, your own sweet way. Yeah, you'll go your own sweet, your own sweet way. It doesn't matter what I say, what I do, or what I think. You can lead a horse to water, you can make him drink. You'll go your own sweet, your own sweet way. I say, you'll go your own sweet, your own sweet way.
The Notting Hillbillies. That's Mark Knopfler with his country-twinged band. I'm Kathy Geary. This is Now and Then. And on today's program, we're investigating the musical inclinations of the Scottish singer-songwriter Mark Knopfler. So, you know, that's very American sounding to me. He's had a lot of collaboration, and he's a producer, he's a session musician, and he's adept at a variety of styles, but he's really dipped into the American country scene. Kris Kristofferson did an album in 1999 called The Austin Sessions, and this features Mark Knopfler. He also, in 2006, Mark Knopfler and Emmylou Harris made a country album together titled All the Road Running. Also in 2006, Mark Knopfler contributes a song to a Jimmy Buffett album, Take the Weather With You. And he plays another song on Buffett's album Songs from St. Nowhere in 2013. So it's interesting, this country inflection. You know, there's this feedback loop going on between America and the British Isles with contemporary music, the Beatles listening to American blues and rock and roll and all that stuff circling back around. So when Mark Knopfler does his solo work, somehow he brings that country music style back to the British Isles. It's a beautiful style that he has. He's done 9 solo albums. In 2012, he released the album called Privateering. We're going to hear the title track from that album. And it's kind of like, it's a British sea ballad. It's about like being a pirate, privateering. And after that, from the same album, we're going to hear a song called Blood and Water, which is another American blues-inspired song, but it's so Celtic. It's so British Isles. It so reflects his Scottish roots. From Mark Knopfler, this is Privateering.
Yon's my privateer, see how trim she lies, to every man a lucky hand and every man a prize. I live to ride the ocean, the mighty world around, to take a little plunder and to hear the cannon sound, to lay with pretty women, to drink my dear wine. Thunder on a shore that isn't my privateering. Oh, we will go privateering, oh, privateering, we will go. Your man of war are treated worse than scum. I'm no flogging captain, and by God I'll sail with some. Come with me to Barbary, we'll ply there up and down, not quite exactly in the service of the crown, to lay with pretty women, to drink my dear wine. Thunder on a shore that isn't my privateering. Oh, we will go privateering, yo, privateering, we will go. Okay, there's my privateer, she's small but she can sting, licensed to take prizes with a letter from the king. I love the streets and taverns of a pretty foreign town. I tip my hat to the dark-eyed ladies as we're sailing up and down, to lay with pretty women, to drink my dear wine. Thunder on a shore that isn't my privateering. Oh, we will go privateering, yo, privateer, we will go. Britannia needs her privateers each time she goes to war. Death to all her enemies, though prizes matter more. Come with me to Barbary, we'll ply there up and down. Not quite exactly in the service of the crown. To lay with pretty women, to drink Madeira wine. Thunder on a shore that isn't mine, privateer, we will go, privateer, you'll go, privateer, we will go. Blood and water, bound to overflow. Blood and water, bound to overflow. Well, there's no more high water, but the old man's just waiting, I know. Sitting up on the levee, now they've gone up country. They won't do nothing for you now. Don't go asking me, they're gone. It's all over you. Sometimes I'd see her passing with the evening coming on. I've seen you on her pathway. Seen you at dawn. Go over yonder at that empty shack. You know as well as I do, they ain't coming back. They're gone. It's all over. Blood and water bound to overflow. Blood and water
broke American one. Got people on the levees with shafts and shotguns and guns. It's over here. Look over yonder at that empty shack. You know as well as I do, they ain't coming back. They're gone. It's all over here. Blood and water bound to overflow. Blood and water bound to overflow. Well, there's no more high water. No more high water. There's no more high water. But the old man's just waiting, I know.
Blood and Water. That's from Mark Knopfler's solo album called The Privateering. We heard the title track also. That album was released in 2012, and that's Mark Knopfler's eighth solo album since disbanding Dire Straits back in 1996. What a well-rounded musician. What an interesting man. Not only is he a great singer-songwriter, but he's produced albums for other artists that you maybe have heard of, Bob Dylan. Mark Knopfler produced Bob's Infidels album back in 1984, before Dire Straits broke up. And I was also really surprised that he wrote the song for Tina Turner's comeback album called Private Dancer. Yes, Mark Knopfler wrote that song. That was back in 1984 and 85. That also saw the beginning of a movie soundtrack career. Very interesting. He wrote the score for the film The Princess Bride, which I think is really interesting. So he's done several soundtracks for movies, starting in 1983, Local Hero, 1984, Comfort and Joy, The Princess Bride in 1987, The Last Exit to Brooklyn in 1989, Wag the Dog in 1998, Metroland in 1999, and then 2002, A Shot at Glory. Those are all the movie soundtracks that Mark Knopfler has written. That's astounding. He's known for his guitar sound. In fact, you know how Rolling Stone keeps these lists of the 100 greatest, this and that? Well, on the Rolling Stone list of the 100 greatest guitarists of all times, Mark Knopfler is number 27. Big distinction. So his guitar style is recognizable, and he's collaborated. He's been a session musician on so many different artists and different styles, but he always sounds like himself. So he's recorded with Chet Atkins, Chris Botti, The Chieftains, Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan, Brian Ferry. He's recorded with Emmylou Harris, with Van Morrison. Mark Knopfler has recorded with Steely Dan, with Sting, with James Taylor. He's obviously been recognized for his abilities as a guitarist. The thing that brought him to my mind most recently was an album that David Crosby released in January of 2014. And Mark Knopfler is playing electric guitar on a song from this David Crosby album called What's Broken. So I thought it might be interesting as an example of how he collaborates and what he sounds like when he's playing with other musicians. I thought we'd listen to this song from the David Crosby album called Cross. The song is called What's Broken. But right before that, I just want to hear a little bit of this song called Redbud Tree from the Privateering album, because it features the exact guitar sound that Mark Knopfler uses in the David Crosby album. So we're going to hear a little bit of Redbud, and then we're going to hear David Crosby's What's Broken featuring Mark Knopfler.
Hunted down, I came upon a place of ferns and grass, gathered to a redbud tree, and now their footsteps pass where I crouch in dread. Discovery, my certain death. Her leaves are reaching for my head as I suspend my breath. Redbud tree, shelter me, shelter me. Redbud tree, shelter me, shelter me.
Okay, you've got that lead guitar sound in your mind. Now listen to this.
Who wants to see an abandoned soul?
That song is by David Crosby from the Cross album. It's called What's Broken. And that's Mark Knopfler's unique and recognizable guitar. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, we're exploring the music and the artistry of the Scottish musician Mark Knopfler. So he just released an album. It's called Tracker. Let's listen to two songs from his newest solo album. It's his 9th solo album. We're going to hear Laugh and Jokes and Drinks and Smokes, followed by Broken Bones, Mark Knopfler, Tracker.
Laughs and jokes, drinks and smokes, and no lights on the stairs. We were young, so young, and always broke. Not that we ever cared. Not that we ever cared. Oh, well, the holes in the walls are such a lot. Welcome to London town. But when you're new to it all and you think you're hot, you're not planning on hanging around. People would go on a different way. I left to start a band. A note came through the letterbox in your childlike hand. Oh, laughs and jokes and drinks and smokes, and no lights on the stairs. We were young, so young, and always broke. Not that we ever cared. Not that we ever cared. One day I rode to where you were. The doorbell jangled and rang. They buzzed me in. I climbed the stairs in my boots and the leather coat. There's an old brass standing there at the top without her witch's broom. It almost seemed like a knocking shop when the girls came out of their rooms. And they all stood around instead of me, two brunettes and a blonde. Then the old brass shrugged and said, we don't know where she's gone. Later on I picked up the ball and I took off down the line. I suppose by then I'd realize that you'd run into hard times. Laughs and jokes and drinks and smokes, and no lights on this day. We were young, so young, and always broke. Not that we ever cared. Not that we ever cared.
likes a man with a broken nose. Lucky for me, I suppose. Shots coming in like the monthly bills. Soon he'll be saying, I'm over the hill. Well, the bell goes clang, and you're on your own. You take your medicine and go home. You take it like a man on a chin, and you don't make a fuss when the towel comes in. And let me go home, gotta lay in ice. I don't wanna hear no more advice. Just give me my toes, get me out of this place. Many more stitches in my face. Those broken bones, you pick them up and carry them. Broken bones, you carry them home. Broken bones, you pick them up and carry them.
Love and care.
Mark Knopfler. That song is called Broken Bones. And right before that, we heard Laughs and Jokes and Drinks and Smokes. That's from Mark Knopfler's solo album called Tracker, released on March 16th, 2015. Mark Knopfler has been awarded 3 doctoral degrees in music from universities in the United Kingdom. Mark Knopfler has received various awards, the Edison Award, the Steiger Award, the Ivor Novello Award. Mark Knopfler is a 4-time Grammy Award winner. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. Today's program, the Scottish musician Mark Knopfler. I hope you enjoyed this program. Thank you so much for listening. Now and Then. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. It's just a couple of seconds before 4 p.m. I've got 43 degrees outside of our studios. You're tuned to 90.5 FM, WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH.